I was sitting there trying to decide which story to tell, because I've done this several times, and I forget which stories I've told you. So, and listening to other people, you know, you put yourself in those places, in those times, and in those stories. So I'll tell one about Arkansas, where I grew up. And this is kind of about my mother, who I grew up in Arkansas in the 60s, during the time of segregation. I went to a colored school, Gould Colored High School, and the black community was on one side of the railroad tracks. There really are railroad tracks, and the white community was on the other side of the railroad tracks. So you usually didn't see people who weren't, you know, black people rarely saw white people, and white people rarely saw black people because you lived in different neighborhoods. So one day I was on my way home from school, and I turned on this unfamiliar street, and there was a public library. And I'm sure my mother thought I was a little strange. I read books, you know, or if I could find them. I read anything that I could find. I was a reader from earliest times, and I'd find places to hide to read because my mother thought that was kind of strange, you know. Oh, you got to be gay. You're reading books. Why don't you go out there and, you know, and play? And I'd be reading a book. She'd snatch the book and get your ass outside. You know, it's like, okay. Anyway, I was coming home from school, and there was this library. I was 13 years old, and I knew about libraries. You know, I'd read about them, and I liked books. But I didn't know there was a public library in town. So, library, I went in. And the librarian, this white librarian, was shocked. And I just walked up to the counter and I said, do you have any, I want to check out a Zane Grey book. And she just looked at me, you know, and my mother was pretty shocked when I came home in a police car. And, you know, I got in trouble with her because I was supposed to know better. And this, we had one policeman in town, and he was about 18. And my mother was, she must have been 40, 50. And this guy's calling her by her first name. Well, Pearlie, I found your son in the library, and I brought him home this time. He won't be as lucky next time. And she says, sir, to him in the whole bit, and I'll take care of him. So that was a part of the strangeness that my mother, that just made my mother think I was a bit more strange. And a few years later, I think I must have been about 15 or 16, I was an athlete. So I played basketball and I read books. And I was very shy, you know. And, you know, when you're in those teenage years, guys brag about, oh, yeah, I was with this girl and I was with that girl. Usually you're lying, you know, but you make up these stories. But my mother wasn't quite sure, so she took off and she told me, she says, well, I'm going to be gone overnight. And she told me 2 or 3 days in advance, and this was a test. And she says, well, you know, I'll have the neighbor girl come by and check on you. And the neighbor girl was pretty fine. So my mother left, and Louise came over about 8 or 9 and spent the night. And my mother was so pleased when she came home and found, was Louise here? Yes, she was. And so my mother was happy to discover that I was not gay because I read books and spent so much time reading. So that's my story.